Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello, and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen.
And we're back. Happy August. I hope everyone's enjoying their summers.
Isn't it crazy that it's the end?
I don't even know what time is. Like, what is 2021? This year has been so weird.
It's sliding just past us.
Time is a flat circle. I don't really know what to say. Like, you know, things are weird. Things are crazy. But hopefully they're good.
I know I was showering this morning and I was thinking, I'm like, obviously the most superficial thoughts ever. I was thinking it was not deep at all. I was like, you know, I didn't really get as tan this summer as I thought I would get.
Tan culture. That's tan culture for you.
I was like, yeah, I'm kind of fine with it because I was thinking, I was like, you know, every time I do get really tan, it just goes away. Yeah. No matter, even if it takes, you know, 2 months and I'm 2 months tan from the summer, it fucking goes away in like 2 weeks and gives away in 2 weeks.
Speaking of tans, I saw my mother-in-law this weekend and she was like, the first thing she says when she sees me, she goes, "You're so pale." She's like, "I thought you were in LA." I was like, "I was in LA. I'm trying to not get skin cancer. Thank you."
Did you say that?
I said, yeah, I'm really obsessed with putting on SPF because I don't want to get skin cancer.
What did she say?
She's like, oh.
Oh, you millennials.
Yeah. But I thought, but that was the first thing she said to me. I was like, you're lucky I'm not Jordana because.
Yeah. She'd be like,
Right. Good thing I'm happy to embrace being pale. I now accept it that that's who I am. I'm not really meant to be tan and like I'm not gonna try to like put myself at risk so that I can be anymore. So I'm a pale girl. That's it.
Pale girl problems.
Pale girl problems. But yeah, I don't know. Should we do a non-scale win?
Let's do a non-scale win. Oh, I have one.
Okay, good. What is it?
Okay. Now that I am in my space, I have been making myself some meals and me and Rusty some meals again. And it feels so great. And I really like just very easy meals.
Right.
And sometimes I'm so freaking lazy. I don't even want to cut a tomato.
I know. That's a lot. No, it is. Like, I'm not kidding.
It's a lot.
No, sometimes it's really overwhelming to just cut a fucking vegetable. It's just like,
there's a barrier of entry.
I actually do want to tell you, I read like a Substack article about this, about how like the mental load of preparing food like always falls on the woman typically. And that like it dissects like the amount of actual effort that goes into like being the person who's responsible for feeding the family. And it's like a lot. Anyway.
Can you send me that?
Yeah, I will. Go back to
But back to my tomato. Yeah. I was like, okay, I guess I'm just going to like, let me just get over this obstacle. Like, it's like you have to jump over the hurdle of like, I'm going to cut this tomato. It's sort of like making yourself go to the gym.
Yes.
And so I like grab the tomato. I like open my new drawer that has my like cutting board, and I wash the tomato and I cut it up, and I then, but then once you, it's the same as working out really, because it's like, oh, I cut this tomato, I can cut this cucumber. So I cut the cucumber, I threw it in the salad. Oh, I have mozzarella cheese. I can go cut that mozzarella cheese. And I made this literally delicious fucking salad. I had like a bagged salad, but it was just like plain lettuce and it had some accoutrement, but but I made this like really, really good salad, and I was just, it was the same. It's the same. It's like, oh, I'm at the gym. I might as well keep going. I right. might as well do a little bit more. Right. And then you're like proud of yourself. And I just, yeah, I was really proud of myself. Rusty was like, oh, this is really good. This is perfect. I was like, perfect is the response I wanted.
Right, right.
Thank you. But that's my win, and I was proud of myself. I also made a really fucking delicious sandwich using the same pattern of, oh, might as well add an egg.
Right, right. While we're here. Wait, so yeah. how do you like the new kitchen? How is prepping great. In the new kitchen?
So talk about service area, man.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Talk about, I have empty places to put things, like I don't have shelves that are even close to fill.
That's amazing.
I was like, this is what heaven feels like. Yeah. I'm not like shoving things on top of me. I could just put a pan in a shelf there. And it just sits there, and I don't have to like be like, oh, I have to get this fucking pan.
Yeah, like you just take it.
You just take it and you wash it, and I bought a drying rack so I don't have to dishwash and waste so much water. I'm just going to put it on the side. And I'm just, you know, living that good surface area life. But yeah, my kitchen is not like a square kitchen. It's a longer kitchen.
That's good. More rectangles are important.
So like there's a really big island, but it's like on the wall. I don't know how to explain it, but it still has a lot of like cabinets and shelves, and the sellers really cared about their cabinetry.
That's and very important.
And their carpentry. So I'm very happy about the way in which it pulls out and in. So
it would be very hard to get like new cabinets right now, apparently, because like everything is so back ordered and lumber is expensive. So like if you had to replace the cabinets, like that would suck. So it's right. That is a really good thing to like about your home. Underratedly.
Well, that was big a part of like why we wanted this house, was because it required it was move-in ready with, except for paint.
Right.
And I changed some aesthetic things, but there's some aesthetic changes that must be made, especially from the outside, but nothing that is like
that unlivable. Important.
Like, you know right. what I mean? That important that I can't, I'm very content here. So.
That's great. That's all you want. So let's do an audience non-scale win.
Okay. You read it.
Okay. Hey, Lean and Sammy. Just to start, I'm a relatively new listener of DST and I'm obsessed. I'm in the process of listening all the way back to the first episode. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Maybe.
Have fun. And it's amazing to see the progress you have both made. Okay. Okay. Good. She gets it. On to the win. The pandemic has plummeted me into severe anorexia, starting with the mindset of I cannot come out of this pandemic without a glow up. After many hospitalizations, treatments, and weekly doctor visits, I started my road to recovery in November of 2020. During Christmas Eve dinner, I was served my favorite pre-ED dish, penne alla vodka, with cauliflower and gnocchi, because I was still working through my immense fear of carbs at the time, so we opted for the veggie version. I panicked, and it took me 2.5 hours to finish my meal with tears and meltdowns. Yesterday was my 21st birthday, approximately 7 months since I started recovery. And I made penne alla vodka with real pasta for my birthday dinner because it's my favorite. I had all my friends over and we barbecued. I ate it no problem. And I found that my meal merely enhanced the experience. It was not the entire experience. I even had my birthday cake and drinks after the meal, and I had a kick-ass 21st. Thanks for keeping my mindset in check as I continue my journey through recovery. XOXO birthday batch. Wow.
Oh my God. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
I agree.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing also so openly about your anorexia and your recovery.
She's been through it in this pandemic.
It seems like she's really been through it. And also just like the little tidbits of like the little stories and the little details that sort of illustrate how like you really can feel it. You can feel also like how hard it is, how she said with cauliflower gnocchi, because I was still working through my immense fear of carbs. So we opted for, like, that you can feel the fear is palpable. Like, it's impossible to eat something.
Yeah.
When you're so afraid of it. And now it really shows, whether or not she meant to do it like that, really shows the win.
Totally.
Like, she made real pasta. Penne alla vodka is delish.
That's like the pasta.
I have many thoughts about this, but we're not going to go
okay,
there.
Okay, maybe either. We do another episode about that. Okay.
Pasta rankings. I have strong feelings about my pastas.
I mean, same. Like,
But
I really love them all.
It's still good. Penne alla vodka is good. Some say it's the, such as you.
No, I'm saying B. B as in, I don't mean the as in like the most best delicacy. I mean the as in like not a, a pasta. It's like, that is a very disordered thing that you would get away from. Like, I can't have penne alla vodka. It's all cream.
Oh, yeah. It's cream. And it's, yes, yes, yes. I know what you're saying. And she had the birthday cake. So congratulations, birthday batch. We wish you so, so, so much luck and, love from us. We hope you continue on this road to recovery. And
we're proud of you.
We're proud of you.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some Smalls to my friend in Brooklyn who is fostering kittens, and they took to it right away. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is easy to serve. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it up. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs? Sweet, fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Okay, should we do a Dear DST? Do you wanna read it?
I think the answer, imagine if I was like, nah.
I mean, sometimes I consider it.
I often consider it.
Like a lot of times when like one will ask a rhetorical question at work, like, should we do this work thing? I'm just like, no, bye. Like I just wish I could say
peace. Leave Zoom.
Yeah, I know.
But the answer is yes today.
Yes, okay.
So here I go. It's my turn, right? Yes. I'm reading it. Yeah. Dear Sammy and Eileen, I'm getting married this fall, and of course, I'm super excited. But like many others, I gained some weight over the last couple years, and I'm struggling with that. I know how bad dieting really is, so I don't want to go on a diet to lose weight. However, I'm really struggling to accept how my body looks now. I feel disappointed in myself because I will be the heaviest I've ever been on my wedding day, the day of all days. I want to look my absolute best. My fiance and I took engagement photos a few months ago, and that was the first time I've seen myself in photos since gaining weight. And let's just say I was very emotional and upset when I saw the photos. It was such a fun day, but I hated the way I looked in pictures. I've been learning a lot about my body positivity and neutrality, and I understand that weight shouldn't matter, but I still don't like the way that I look in photos anymore. I'm worried I'm going to feel the same way about my wedding photos, and it makes me not want to take any. Any tips on how to get over this, whatever advice or words of wisdom you have, would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for your help, wedding bitch.
That's really hard. And I'm not going to lie. If this question were like easy to answer, and if I had an answer to it, I personally would be in a very different place because I get this. Like there is sort of like a threshold at which you get to a weight and you're just like, please do not take a full body photo of me. We can maybe do a selfie, but like this whole thing can't. I will feel very uncomfortable. You don't feel like you know how to hold yourself. And I really, really feel her pain because like when I got my wedding pictures back, even though I'd love to look like how I looked like in my wedding pictures again, I really was unhappy looking at them because I was at that point, I was a heavier weight than I had been in a while. So I, you know, I get that feeling. She says, I'm worried about that I'm going to feel the same way about my wedding photos, and it makes me not want to take any.
I would say she's going to feel that way.
That's what I'm trying to say. You're going to feel that way. And
she's going
to
feel that way if she doesn't do it something about her mindset between
right.
or something now and then. Like if nothing changes, nothing's going
to
change.
Right. I don't look if this girl wants to go on a diet, you know, that's up to her, but I'm not going to recommend that because it might not work, first of all. And not that you wouldn't be able to lose. Maybe you wouldn't be able to lose. Maybe you wouldn't be able to stick to it. Like, who knows? Maybe it just like wouldn't be quick enough or satisfying enough. Like,
she doesn't want to go on a diet.
Okay. So you're going to, so really it will be about a mindset shift and about sort of like, I would try to absorb as much as you can about like the day itself and really deprioritize in your mind the importance of the photos, because while they are sort of the main concrete memory that you have, like physical memory, you actually will live this day and you will feel how you felt. And I would try to focus on making your like central memory of your wedding day based on your feelings in the moment and not on the photos that you look back on. And yeah, that's honestly like what is just a mindset shift that like I would recommend working on. I don't think there's like a cure all again. It's a really deep thing, but it really will come down to like your mindset, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's two options here. You're saying, you don't want to go on a diet, like you're upset about your weight gain, but you don't like how you look, but you don't want to go on a diet, so you have to just, like you're saying, change how you think. I think your advice is great. I would just also not take pictures. Take pictures.
Right.
You're going to regret it later on when you look back at yourself and you're like, wow, I looked great.
Yeah.
You know, because that's going to happen.
You will find pictures that you like, regardless of whether or not you like love your body in them.
Don't put the pictures on the pedestal.
Yes. Yes.
Like don't like put the night and the day on a pedestal, or don't even do that, but on a higher pedestal. Don't even let the pictures take a step up. Just use them as something that's as a way to hold that memory in time, not a place, not a thing that just like reflects your value because of how in your mind you don't look like a magazine bride, because there's something, it has nothing to do with you, it has to do with the magazine. It's like that's the problem of the magazine and not you. You look great, and I guarantee you, you're gonna look back at those pictures one day 5 years from now and say, I looked great,
right?
And because you're gonna be in a different place in 5 years, I guarantee you. So take the pics, don't just focus on the day. And don't worry about it. I can give you a micro example of how your brain really just fucks with you about how you feel about yourself. Like, I remember taking like a selfie in the mirror of like my little bump, for example.
Yeah.
Thinking it was huge. Now looking at myself and then looking back at those pictures, it's like, there's nothing there. What did I take a picture of? You know what I mean? Like, it's just completely like you can be in the moment and have a different experience, and then time goes by and it's just like, I don't even know what I was thinking. I look great.
Right.
So
I do think something that social media has done to us is that it has replaced our memories with photos of the memories, and therefore like the memories sort of becomes what the photos were. And you remember like what you wore because of the photo, not because like, you actually remember what you wore. Like, and I think
and the people's perception of those photos and them liking them and like how that you look in their eyes,
right?
Their opinion of it too.
Exactly. So like, I think that is something that just like the nature of especially social media. So I would focus, like I would really just try to focus on like, not just for your wedding, maybe even like leading up to your wedding, try to focus on like, believe like, experiencing your experiences as they are in reality, not as they are photographed and then recalled later.
Yeah, I agree. Well, congratulations. You're getting married. It's going to be a great day. no matter what, we wish you a happy rain-free day.
Yes.
And hope that things go to plan. And if they don't, it's also not a big deal.
Yeah.
But you're going to look great no matter what, because it's a happy, momentous occasion. But we really shouldn't even be putting wedding days on pedestals, but that's for another episode.
Oh, yes. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. That was our Thursday Dear DST episode. We are so happy that you enjoy listening to us, and we love when you send in your questions and your non-scale wins. So if you have one of your own, email that to dst@betches.com. If you want more of these episodes, you can always subscribe to DST Back for Seconds. If you're an Apple, you just hit the little subscribe in Spotify. You're on your own. You fucking find it. but yeah, those episodes are really, you basically, if you subscribe, we'll give you two exclusive episodes a month where we talk about, you know, some really personal things we're dealing with and then, or have dealt with. And then you get all the episodes ad-free, and the regular episodes are released a day early. You don't want to subscribe, don't worry, nothing's changing. Ignore this. And be sure to follow us, follow the podcast on Instagram @DietStartsTomorrow. Follow Aileen and I just at our names, @Aileen and @Sammy. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow @DietStartsTomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Betches.